The Canadian government plans to dispose of weapons-grade plutonium from dismantled nuclear warheads from Russia. Canada suggested it could mix the plutonium with uranium and use it for fuel in its nuclear power plants. Protesters in the U.S. and Canada vowed they'd stop the shipments. During public hearings in Michigan, some environmentalists and politicians said they'd lie down in the road to stop trucks. So when the U.S. Department of Energy planned a shipment of sample material, the DOE made the shipment classified. Nobody was told when or where the plutonium would be shipped. This month, the secret shipment left Los Alamos, New Mexico, and entered Canada at Sault Ste. Marie. Verna Lawrence is the mayor of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. She's outraged her town was not notified the shipment was coming.
We'd have barricaded the I-75. I had people that would go with me. How dare they do that to us in our area with the Great Lakes Basin? It's crazy.
Mayor Lawrence says the federal government is shipping the plutonium against the wishes of the people.
See, the Canadian government and the United States government are in cahoots. They don't give a damn about anybody else. And let me tell you another thing. The governors are not protecting their citizens. If I was the governor and I had the National Guard and the state police, they would not set foot on the state of Michigan.
Just on the other side of the border, the mayor of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, also was not notified. Once in Canada, the shipment was put on a helicopter and flown to the Chalk River Nuclear Power Plant, where the fuel is being tested. Protesters say it was flown to avoid blockades by activists and native people. The only road from Sault Ste. Marie to the Chalk River Nuclear Power Plant runs through the Garden River Reservation. Kathy Brosmer is with a coalition of environmental groups in Ontario called Northwatch. She says the shipment was kept secret and the helicopter was used to avoid angry people along the route.
What we've been dealing with right now is the utter contempt that our government holds its citizens in. The government decided to ignore the public's views on this issue and literally fly over our heads.
Canada's nuclear industry says that's not the case. Larry Shuchuk is a spokesperson for Atomic Energy of Canada Limited. AECL operates Canada's nuclear power plants. He says avoiding protesters was not the reason AECL used the helicopter.
Quite frankly, AECL was just as happy to leave the shipment on the road. It was the government of Canada that asked us to put it in the air because that's what Canadians were asking for. So in the end, we did what the politicians wanted.
Shuchuk says at public information stops this past fall, many people suggested if the shipments were as safe as AECL and the Canadian government said they were, they ought to fly them to the nuclear plant. Protesters question whether a last-minute switch from the ground transportation to air was a regulatory shell game to trick opponents of the plutonium shipments. Shuchuk says the change was proper and followed the rules.
The regulations in Canada did not have to be changed to accommodate air transport. Air transport was made under existing Canadian regulations. Everything was done by the book, and nothing had to be changed.
Environmental activists in the area don't believe it. Kathy Brosmer says that flight might have violated regulations and might be key in an effort to get an injunction.
We believe that there have been some breaches in the way this was handled, and we are going to try to get something to stop the test of the substance at the CANDU reactors in Chalk River.
The AECL says it plans to go ahead with test of the plutonium fuel mix. Kathy Brosmer says the environmentalists will also seek an injunction to stop future shipments. This spring, Russian plutonium is scheduled to be shipped through the St. Lawrence Seaway, on through the Great Lakes, and finally to the Chalk River plant in Ontario. The U.S. Department of Energy says there won't be any more shipments from the states. An official with the DOE spoke on the condition his name not be used. He says while the United States is helping to pay for the disposal of plutonium from dismantled Russian nuclear warheads, the U.S. has decided to use its plutonium in American nuclear power plants. The mayor of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, Verna Lawrence, doesn't believe the Energy Department. She says she and other people opposing the shipments have to be more vigilant.
We got to get somebody in the inside, I think. You know, that's the only way we're going to, if you can't lick them, trick them, you know. But we'll figure out a way, because that's just the first shipment. There'll be many, many, many more.
Officials in Canada and the U.S. say it's ironic the shipments are causing so much controversy among some of the same people who opposed the nuclear arms race. Canadian officials say using the nuclear material as fuel is a safe and efficient way to dispose of weapons-grade plutonium. If the mixed fuel works well in Canada's nuclear plants, regular shipments of plutonium from Russia's dismantled warheads will travel through the Great Lakes region for at least the next 10 years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.